It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Welcome, neighbor. Welcome to this neighborhood. I'd like you to see a slide whistle. It's called a slide whistle because it has this slide and it sounds like a whistle. I'll play the rest of it on the piano. Now, I can do those things because I learned to do them. When I first played the slide whistle, though, I played like this. And when I first touched the piano, I played like this. It takes time to learn. And once you've begun to learn, it takes time to practice and learn more and more. I have a friend called Itzhak Perlman who has worked a long time learning to play the violin. Here's his picture. And I'd like you to see this picture, and then I'd like you to meet him. Mr. Perlman uses crutches to walk, so of course he has very strong arms. And he uses those arms to play his violin in wonderful ways. He told me we could come visit him for a little while in one of the rehearsal rooms at our symphony hall downtown. So let's go there now. I really want you to meet Itzhak Perlman. Come along. This is the place. This is a rehearsal hall. Here's his violin, I guess. Isn't that beautiful? Hi.
How are you?
I'm just fine. I'm so glad to see you.
Pleasure.
Thank you. I'd like you to know my television neighbor.
Hi there.
Mr. Itzhak Perlman. I saw your fiddle here. So I figured you weren't far behind.
Yep. I just let it rest a little bit.
Now, you've always used these crutches to walk, have you?
Yes, yes. No, actually, I used them since I was 4 years old. You know, before I was four, I could walk without them. And then I had polio.
Uh-huh.
And I was a little bit after four, you know, 4 and 3 months. And which meant that both my legs became weakened and they need help. So I wear braces on my legs and then I use crutches.
But your arms must be very strong.
Fine, yes, because I have to lift all this weight.
Yeah, and play that violin.
That's right. That's right.
Could I see that?
Of course. This is an Italian violin made by a violin maker called Antonio Stradivarius. Uh-huh. And he made it in the year 1714, which means that it's way over 200 years old.
Yes.
Very, very old. Beautiful instrument.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah. Look at this beautiful color. This original like red varnish. And, yeah, it doesn't look like a spinal cord.
Yeah. Right?
Beautiful.
Could we hear you play it?
Oh, sure. What would you like me to play? I mean, anything?
Anything.
Anything?
Like Yankee Doodle, maybe.
Gee whiz. Really? Let me see. Is that the one that goes...
Sure is. To play that way when you first picked up a violin?
No. When you first pick a violin, it's very, very difficult even to make a sound. You know, the first sound, for example, just to take the bow and move it across the string. I'm sure many of you who tried the violin, you know, that's probably the first thing that you have to do.
Yeah, but how old were you when you started?
I started when I was 5 years old. And I wanted to play actually when I was 3 and a half, but the violin, I had that like a 16-sided, tiny, tiny violin, and really sounded like, you know, it didn't sound very good. So we waited till I was 5, and then I got, I think, a quarter side. Well, maybe it still was, I was a big boy, so I got a quarter side.
But when you play, sometimes do you ever use it to express your feelings?
Oh, well, of course. I mean, whenever you play something, you always express what you feel about the music on the violin. Sure.
Would you play something that you might play when you were sad?
Oh, when I was sad, sure. You know, if well, either sad or just in a kind of a lyrical mood. You know, you want to play a tune, you know, like something like the...
Oh, that's beautiful.
Or maybe you can play something that... makes you a little happier or bouncier, like a... You know, like where it makes the bow bounce all over the string.
It's as if it's dancing.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Now, if somebody said to you, please play something that you really love to play, well, what would you think of playing?
Well... I like so many things, but, you know, one of those things, you know, I'll play a little bit of this little caprice by Paganini, who was a very, very famous Italian violinist who lived a long, long time ago. Uh-huh. And this is one of his little caprices. It's called...
Think how pleased Paganini would be to know that you were playing that after
would,
all
I
these years.
I would hope so. Yeah. I always wanted to meet him, but he lived too long ago.
Now, you have children.
Yes, I have 5 children.
And some of them are musicians, too, mm-hmm, aren't they? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have, let's see, my 9-year-old daughter, she plays the flute. Uh-huh. And then I have a 14-year-old son who plays the drums and the trumpet, and he loves jazz, very much interested in jazz. And then our 19-year-old daughter, she sings. And then we had another daughter who was 23, and she plays the piano.
What a musical family.
So most of them play something. And actually, my oldest son played the electric guitar a little bit.
Thank you for all the music that you give to so many people in this life.
My pleasure.
I'm very grateful to have known you and to be able to introduce you to my television neighbor.
My pleasure.
I know that you're working on something.
Yes, I have to rehearse.
For tonight, mm-hmm. With the symphony, mm-hmm. And I hope we'll visit again.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Pleasure
you
to
so
see
much,
you.
Mr. Perlman. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I love being able to introduce you to great artists like Itzhak Perlman. What a strong man he is. And I can just see him as a little boy practicing his violin. And now he's a daddy, and he seems so proud of his children. Let's see about these fish. Ah, they're hungry. Yeah. Let's have some make-believe time now. Okay, trolley. We've been pretending that trolley has been able to show what things were like when everybody was very young. Let's make believe that it can still do that, and Robert Troll is helping it with the king. Ready, trolley? Ready for the neighborhood of make believe? All right, neighborhood of make believe. You may stop there, trolley. Yes. Now, Robert Troll, how does the trolley show us pictures of our childhood?
Oh, King Frank, like you said, I don't know how it does it. I know it does it. But that's for sure. Uh-huh. It really does it and does it good, too. What are you seeing here in front of us, King Frank?
Well, trolley, you may show us the time that I was a child. Oh, you need to be off your track.
Yeah, but stay there, right there, King Frank. I'll go get it off the tracks.
Very good.
Okay, trolley. Up we go. There we are.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to like this game, Friday. It's in violence.
Very well. Trolley, you may proceed. That's what I looked like.
Oh, boy.
Very good, Trolley.
Nice job, Trolley.
Now you may show me with my mother and father.
That's the way you really looked at it. I haven't seen it for a while.
We all looked like that. Yeah. That's my family when I was a baby.
That's
hello,
terrific.
Daddy. Oh. Hi, Robert Troll.
Hi, Prince Tuesday. My name is Annabelle.
Who's that family on the trolley?
Oh, that's your father, Tuesday, when I was little.
That little boy is you.
Yep. That's the way I used to look.
Yeah, when he was little. Like I said, by my Prince Tuesday,
right.
I think.
But now you're a big man, Daddy.
Yes, and you will grow to be a man, too, Tuesday.
Sure.
Oh, I hope so. Were you little one time, too, Robert Troll?
Oh, yes, I was very little. I think it's Santa Barbara. Maybe Trolley can show when I was little, huh? What do you say, Trolley?
Okay.
Very good.
You were that little?
Well, you said it. I think it was a little or that. We could find him. I'm not sure because that, but.
Where were your mom and dad?
Oh, do you have any pictures of my mom and dad in San Pine and Trolley? Yeah.
They are.
There's mother. And there's my dad. Yep, right by San Pine.
Very good. There you are.
Oh, Miss Pontificate.
Miss Pontificate.
Correct as usual, King Friday, except you're all wanted at the long-ago party in the L.A. room.
Oh, yes, we might have time. We might make sure the trolley's there, too.
Well, that's for sure.
Right.
That's for sure.
What's the trolley showing us now?
Oh, well, it is. I think it's a little girl. Yeah, it's a pretty little girl, too. Long, blonde girl.
I haven't looked like that in years.
See, that one there's King Friday. That's you, King Friday. And that's Queen Sarah right beside you on the other side of the sidewalk, isn't it?
Of course it is.
We've known one another since I was a little girl.
Yes, that's nice and smart about.
Wow, that's really great.
Now, everyone else is waiting inside, so I think we'd better go.
To the L.A. room, then.
Okay, but I guess that helps. We go. All right, Tuesday. All we go, Trolley.
Did you ever see pictures of you when you were little? Can you tell how much you've grown since then? You're growing in and out. You're growing all about. Your friends are getting better now. They're better every day somehow. You used to stay at home to play, but now you even play away. You do important things now. Your friends and you do big things now. I like the way you're growing up. It's fun, that's all. Someday you'll be a grown-up too. have some children grow up to. Then you can love them in and out and tell them stories all about the times when you were their size, the times when you found great surprise in growing up, and they will sing, "It's fun, that's all. You're growing, you're growing, you're growing in and out. You're growing, you're growing, you're growing all about." And that's true. You know, there's a place nearby that I'd like you to know about. It's a place where people do things the way they were done many, many years ago. Long ago, even before there were any cars or televisions or things like that. I have a book about that place. It's called Colonial Williamsburg. You can see there's a carriage with horses. It's what you would ride in instead of a car or a cycle. And some people wore hats that had three corners. Some people tended sheep the way they do now. The sheep gave us wool, windmill gave us power. Old, old times. Some people made their own baskets. Some people played with wooden hoops. I like to think about the times that I visited there. On one visit, I took a ride on a carriage. Topsy and Prince were the horses' names. The driver knew just how to talk to them so that they would know when to go and when to stop. We heard some musicians playing music on a fiddle and a tin whistle. We saw a man in a three-cornered hat. There was a post office where people mailed letters, just like we do today. There was a building surrounded by fancy gardens and bushes that were trimmed in wonderful shapes. Lots of people like to visit here and take carriage rides, too. I saw a sign with a castle on it. Made me think of make-believe. People loved to sing a long time ago, just like people love to sing today. After a while, the carriage took us by a field with sheep and lambs. We passed the windmill. And then we saw some oxen. They look like cows with horns, but they're called oxen. Sometimes they help people pull wagons. We also saw a man working in his garden. People grew their own food since there weren't any grocery stores long ago. First, Further down the road was a man showing visitors how to make baskets. I remember passing the Cooper's place, where men were making barrels and buckets, all sizes of them. I have to know an awful lot to be able to do that. As we traveled down the street, I wondered why so many people had come together. I soon found out. There was a parade. A long time ago, people liked to listen to music played on drums and fifes. Fifes are like little flutes. A fife and drum band. As we moved on, I could still hear the music in the distance. I liked the carriage ride very much, but I wanted to stop and visit a kitchen from long ago. Our kitchens today are inside our houses, but this kitchen was in a building beside a house.
When we were preparing for nice dinners, some of the things that you might see on that table would be some of the things you're seeing here today. Maybe we have the pound cake. I think most of you know what the yellow cakes are. We also have mints that are done with cinnamon in them as well. The small hen and chicks is made out of an almond fudge, and the nest around it made of candied lemon peel. One of the real fancy things we could see also would be the stack of ginger cookies done into heart shapes. Do you have any questions?
Well, I was wondering what kind of stoves people used a long time ago.
Well, a long time ago, they used the fireplace, where you see the coals burning right now, nice and glowing, and our pots, of course, on top. We're also using our oven today, which is over here, and we're just getting ready to remove bread from it. Be a nice addition to our dinner. It's been very nice of you to come by today and to explain these things that you've been seeing here. We hope that you do come back and see us again, please.
Thank you.
You're welcome, certainly.
Hope you have a good day.
Bye, you too. Bye-bye.
There were so many things to see and hear. As I was leaving, I stopped to watch some children playing that game with hoops and sticks. It really looked like fun. A long time ago, people liked to play, and we still do. And people also liked to know that they were lovable just the way they were, and we still do. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like, the way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you, but it's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you I like. And when you really know that deep inside, then you'll be able to like other people for who they really are, too. And it can give you all a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. It's always good to be with you. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is